uneducated, so I will, I just follow our, did you give me a new agenda?
There's a simple agenda that David put out.
Is that? So this is our agenda. I can count to two.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I need to call to order, and we have a, do we have a quorum here? One, two, three, four, five, that's a quorum, right?
No, three is a quorum, it's just the board members.
I just was watching that, said five was a quorum on my education that I just went through, you made me watch. Open meeting act. Okay, first item on the agenda is a discuss appointment of Eric Frankson. So, does anybody have any comments regarding that?
Benny Judkins is a member, and he's moved to West Texas, so we need to have a replacement, and Eric agreed to be a new member, so I guess you just need to approve his appointment to the board to replace Benny Judkins.
Yeah, I know he's been real active in real estate, rental real estate, and real estate here, sure, it seems like it'd make good sense, so.
So we probably need somebody to make a motion.
Make a motion to appoint Eric Frankson to this board, how, is that sufficient? All those in favor?
I make the motion.
You make the motion?
I second it.
You second it, okay, then we vote?
Yep, all in favor.
All in favor, how am I doing so far, huh, guys, good? Item one out of the way.
All right.
Number two, report discuss, consider and approve contracts, construction and development plans for Marguerite Meadows project in tiers three.
We've gotten, we've received a bid on the construction for the water, sewer, and drainage, called WS&D, and paving. Although they're contracts with different names of the contractor, they're basically the same contractor. One does paving, the other one does underground. Works real good because there's, whenever you go in, there's always stage two inlets you have to go get, so one comes in, comes out, and they're always, your underground people are always fighting with your paving people, so if they're the same company, it makes a lot of sense, it's more cohesive. We had a pre-construction meeting last week with all the contractors. Marta was there and kind of went over a number of items. One more important for those that are living along Marguerite is that they are going to go, they've been directed to have ingress and egress to the site off of Pearl Street rather than run up and down Marguerite. And that will help some alleviate some of the issues that are, that people have to address. It's going to be a quick contract. They'll probably be in and out of there in 45 to 50 days. The underground, according to the guy, said it would take him 8 days to do all the underground. So there'll be a lot of construction going on. The bid for underground, WS&D, was $427,795.11, and the bid for the WS&D, I mean for the paving, was $343,736.25. So it's collectively around $800,000 is the first phase, and that's for 22 lots. And there'll be some ancillary expenses that we're going to be incurring. You're asked to just simply approve the contract, right? To acknowledge it and approve it. You're not obligated to pay it. I'm talking about as a county or board, you're not obligated to pay it or anything. It's just part of the TERS requirement that you need to acknowledge those contracts that are being done. And it's better to do them as you go along, so there's nobody, you have to do a bunch of catching. So all the contracts are right here. I'm just waiting for y'all's approval of it, and then I'll sign them on, and we'll probably in about 2 weeks we'll start construction.
So that represents two different contracts, or how many?
They're two different contracts with two different entities, but they're all owned by the same person, if that makes any sense.
Would it be appropriate to say, does anybody have some questions on the contracts that you feel like it's important we ask him?
We have the inspection probably is a better deal. They probably want to be curious about. The city doesn't actually inspect, if I'm wrong. So we do have, there'll be on-site inspections by the engineer, which is Jones and Carter. In fact, they have a gentleman down working here now on a water plant on Grace. So they've got a representative already, so it really works out pretty good. They will be the inspection officer on the project. And he probably pretty much will be here every day since he's here anyway. Hopefully you have a little good weather. There is some traffic control that's going to happen on Marguerite because we are going to cut into that street and there'll be one-way traffic, but there'll be people, guards letting you in and out for that short stretch. So there will be some inconvenience, but it won't be long.
So we've been through due diligence as far as the contractor we selected, but the work they do, as a matter of fact, their pricing, but the whole package is that we've been through a due diligence process and we're comfortable with that. And the contractor, I understand, or the inspector is currently doing some work for the city.
Correct. I've done, it's clear pave and clear water and clear pave. And I've probably done 7 or 8, maybe 10 projects with him, totaling probably $80 million, roughly. So got a lot of experience with them. They're good contractors, they're fast, and they'll get in and they can get out.
Well, what I think I know about you is that you've done a lot of projects where they were your personal projects, and if they hadn't done a good job, then you would have personally had some additional cost and affected, you know, whether the work wasn't quality or on time or good, it would have affected you personally.
Correct.
Okay, my expert, what's my next deal? Do we make a motion?
Mm-hmm. Need a motion
that we accept the contract and the inspector?
Yes.
Can I need a second?
Well, you will make the motion.
I'll make a motion.
You make the motion. You second.
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 I don't have anything else.
What's the name of the companies?
Clear Water Utilities Inc. and Clear Pave LLC.
Pardon, we did have a hand raised in the back. Yes, ma'am.
I just would like to know, do you have any control on their hours of work?
There are. I can address that tomorrow. The city has ordinances about the times that they can be. I think it's from 6 o'clock in the morning till what? I want to say it's 8. The contractor's aware that there are people that live up and down the street. And they usually start there on the paving side. They usually start at 4 o'clock in the morning. But they have agreed to, since there is this ordinance, they'll go ahead and wait until they need that time for the curing side of the concrete. But the real heavy contract work is doing actually on the property, not on the streets itself.
Yes, but heavy equipment makes heavy noise.
It will make some noise.
So I just wondered who will be enforcing that ordinance?
If y'all have any complaints, call the city because it is a city noise ordinance.
There'll be some noise. I mean, I don't know what the decibel level is going to be, but there'll be some noise, but we do subdivision. I mean, do construction amongst housing everywhere. They're right next door.
Well, what I think out of you saying is that we're certainly going to comply with city ordinances and keep the concerns of surrounding homes in mind?
Correct.
Yeah, that's. So, does somebody make a motion? Are there any other comments? Make a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Good. Thanks for your leadership.
All in favor?
Hey.
That's all you, Charlie.
You know, after a while you get comfortable with being ignorant.